Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Whole Scoop Radio with your host, Carol Ferraci, your health and wellness resource, where you get the whole scoop and nothing but the scoop.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Whole Scoop. Thanks for joining us. We are a health and wellness radio show. Our guests are always highly credentialed in the topics that we discuss. It is a stipulation for being on this program. I am your host, Carol Ferraci, a registered licensed dietitian. And, you know, I have to admit, I've been practicing for over 30 years. So there's some things I found out along the way that I wanted to share. You can find me at naturallynutritioninc.com. And if you've listened to this show before, you know that it's important for me to provide you highly qualified guests, and it's important to promote you for your own health and wellness, and it gives you an opportunity to ask some questions and get some good, solid facts for yourself. Before I go any further, I want to just kind of say thank you to everybody again. If you missed my last show, that was my first show back from having some family issues and a hard family time. So I wanted to say thank you again for some of you who missed me last week or 2 weeks ago. And I'm grateful for your support. My family's grateful for your support. And we're going to dedicate the show again to my dad. So tonight's show is Connecting the Pathways, and I know that you probably don't know what that means. I've tried to explain some of it, but we're really going to get into it tonight, and I'm going to say it right up front. We're all going to learn together tonight, and it's fabulous because the more I do on this show, the more I do on this technique, the more I'm just absolutely impressed. But before we get into it, I got to do the business. Like, let me remind you that while our guests are highly credentialed on the topics of discussion, it's always recommended to seek medical advice prior to implementing any and all interventions discussed on this program. The call-in number is 347-855-8894, and you can also direct questions and comments to our Facebook page, the Whole Scoop Blog Talk Radio Group. Please join us on that. Please get involved in that. Let us know what you like to hear, what you don't like to hear, what you thought about the show, what you didn't like, what you do like, what you want more of. And we like to extend the shows out on that, too, because sometimes we run out of time. If you've ever listened to this show, we always run out of time. When we do that, sometimes we get questions over there, or I get questions, somebody texts me a question, and we follow up later. So please be active with us because we enjoy it. We have a website, thewholescoopradio.com, where you'll find archive shows, and I don't talk about that enough, and I need to. All of our shows are archived. You can always access them. You can access them via the Blog Talk page, the Blog Talk Radio page, or this website, thewholescoopradio.com. The more that you can, we have people archiving all the time because sometimes the times just don't work for people. We're all too busy, so I get that. 347-855-8894. And we will take questions later on in the show where I will call out the last four digits of your telephone number. So if you do want to ask a question, press the number one, get in the queue for questions, and we'll go from there. So who do we have tonight? You know who we have tonight. You've been waiting for him again. He's one of our favorite recurring guests, and he always has something great to say, always something wonderful to contribute, and he's always a joy to have on this program because he always makes me laugh. Paul Pock is with us. For those of you who might just be hearing him for the first time, he is a licensed massage therapist who, let me tell you about Paul, who out of frustration of attempting to treat a client in pain, developed a technique called cranial unwinding, which has become a widely accepted practice among massage therapists specializing in pain management. Paul is well-known and respected as a therapist who teaches seminars and workshops throughout the U.S. and Canada, sharing the cranial unwinding technique with fellow therapists. He's a certified core structural integrative therapist and somatic educator and chair mentor to the Board of Massage. There's so much more to Paul, and I could be here for so much longer, and if he wants, I'm going to give him license to say, hey, Paul, if there's anything that when I bring him on, if there's anything I've missed on there that you want people to know about, please say so when we get on, when I bring you on. And with him tonight, joining him is Joy Kimmel. Joy, she's just fascinating. I've just had a real quick conversation with her, but we've had a couple of conversations in between, and she is a student of the Maskutova neurosensory motor and reflex integration technique, and that's what we're going to be talking about tonight, and she's got wonderful things to share with us. She is a native of Kentucky and grew up in Spring Hill, Florida. She cultivated compassion as early as her playground days for helping people, and she's had a relative with a traumatic brain injury where she's had tremendous results with this particular technique, and I can't wait for her to tell you more about this and her work, because one thing I've found about Joy in such a short period of time is that she's so excited about what she does, and she's so thrilled about being able to share this information that I think it's just going to be a wealth of information, and of course we're not going to get to all of it, so we're going to do our best to start it out now. So I'm going to bring Joy and Paul on. Hello?
Hey!
Hey, Paul.
Hi there.
How are you? Joy?
I'm awesome.
Thank you so much, you guys. Thank you. We're going to have fun tonight because I'm learning with everybody. So what we're going to do is we're going to start basic and see if we can't make this understandable for everyone, because you guys are the experts, and I know that when you're in the middle of this and you're working with it, it's very easy to get lost in forgetting the basics. So I'm going to be that basic person right now, if you don't mind, okay? I'm going to try to bring this to some semblance of what we're actually talking about. We called the show Connecting the Pathways for a reason. As I understand it, this particular technique, well, let me just first say that for those of you who have tuned in and want to know more about this, it covers so many issues, and I'm just going to read a list, and it doesn't even touch the surface. Neurodeficits, autism, developmental issues, Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, multiple sclerosis, seizure disorders, head injuries, traumatic brain injuries, stroke, Parkinson's disease, dementia, and that's just to name a few. So if you're listening for any of those, or you're listening because you have something that's similar, this show is for you. And what this is about, and guys, correct me if I'm wrong, and I am going to kind of bring this in, and then I'm going to let you talk, I promise, because that people want to hear you, not me. It's about primary motor reflexes. And what does that mean? That means that it's a neurological response and kind of fixing a neurological response. So all of these issues, everything that we talked about, that I just mentioned, is kind of a breakdown, if you will, of something that is not functioning appropriately in the body, neurologically. And what I could equate this to as easily as I could make it is a concept called homeostasis. Are you guys familiar with that?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. So homeostasis, for those of you that may not be familiar with that, is it means that everything in the body has to be at a certain constant, if you will. And when homeostasis is not reached, then something is off. And when something is off, then our bodies respond a certain way, and not necessarily always in a good way, but it's letting us know that something is off. And when that happens, we get issues like I just mentioned. But we're talking about a reflex arc response, or a reflex arc, meaning that that homeostasis and a reflex arc has to be on a constant, help me out here, guys. What's the word I'm looking for?
Well, they've got to be in balance, and they have to be activated. And a lot of times, you know, due to injury and things like that, and I've certainly been dealing with this for years, kind of a typical example would be someone's like in an automobile accident or has some type of a traumatic injury. Well, what happens is you wind up guarding the muscle, and you overuse other muscles to compensate for the fact that this muscle is injured. And you now develop what's called a facilitated pathway. And a facilitated pathway is like this. Have you ever ridden a bike and, you know, like you learn how to ride a bike? As soon as you ride the bike and you learn how to ride a bike, you get off and you don't have to learn how to ride that bike again. That is a facilitated pathway. And we all have them. We have facilitated pathways in our thinking. We have facilitated pathways in, you know, in all aspects of our life. And when you're injured and you have,
And that's perfect, because when you're injured or you don't have that particular balance, then things go awry. But it can be anything, right? It can be any of those things that
Absolutely.
We just talked about. Anything that's traumatic.
Yeah, you know,
it can be something as simple as birth trauma.
Birth trauma. Okay.
Right. So
yeah,
if you have a section, or if you've come out strangled or something, those neural pathways are going to be affected.
Wow. So we could be at a disadvantage just by entering the world.
That's correct.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just how we sit in utero has a huge impact on how we live the rest of our lives. Study after study has shown your birth determines your life in many, many respects. And there's tremendous amount of scientific, really valid studies that show that. And,
Okay, well, within those first 3 months, I've actually seen Dr. Muskatova has had a screen of the little pathways of a newborn. And then within those first 3 months, so that first day, it's basically a blank screen. And within those first 3 months, the screen is covered in pathways. I'm talking you can't even see a blank spot. So those first 3 months are so imperative in the construction of these pathways. And if you don't get the repetitive function to get that arc complete, then you don't finish out the complete reflex, so it can be impaired.
Okay, so I'm just gonna break that apart a little bit, and that's what I was starting to do, and I didn't do a very good job at the beginning here. But what you just said is just fabulous information, but we need to break it apart a little bit so people understand exactly what we're talking about. I want to go back to basics for a minute and talk about the reflex. The reflex pattern. So, Paul, when you and I talked and I said, like, what is this? And you go, hey, it's like when they hit your knee and you have that reflex.
That's the example I would use.
I'm sorry, what?
I said, perfect. That's the example I would use of the rubber mallet on the knee, that motor response.
Yeah, that motor response. So when you go see the doc and they check your reflexes on your knees and he hits you with a hammer and your knee kicks out a little bit, that's a reflex. And I want to kind of give people an idea of what other reflexes we just do. Because reflexes, we don't have to think about. They're just there. When we have a food that we're in love with, that when we smell that food, we have a salivary response. So we can already taste it. When there's something that's disturbing and it's a nasty odor, we are nauseous. When there's a bright light, our pupils automatically get smaller. When there's an insect flying around the eye, we blink. So it's not just the knee-jerk response. It's an innate response that we have that's already there that we respond to based on what the stimuli is. So that being said, that's what you're talking about when you're talking about these reflex arcs, in that all of us have those. We're born with them, but sometimes they're blocked, and they could be blocked as early as birth, from what we just talked about, or some traumatic event. And when they're blocked, it throws off other things, and it causes us to build up to or become maybe more advanced in different areas of disorder. Would you agree with that? Would that be an accurate description?
What do you think, Joy?
I'd say that's that's pretty on point. I do want to point out that the response to the stimulus, so the reflex, it has to be automatic. So that's like the defining parameter. It has to be automatic, and it is a genetically given response. So it's actually in your DNA, and it is has been in humans for millions of years, and they've actually found it in some animals.
Okay, great. So now if we take that and we say, all right, now we're going to talk about this method and what this method is doing. Why is it, and I'm just going to, it's say the name for me again, please. It's Dr. Muskatova?
Yes,
right?
That's correct. Muskatova.
Isn't that right? I want to make sure I say it right. I don't want to get it wrong.
Yep,
you're
no,
doing
you said
great.
It perfect. Muskatova.
Okay, so Dr. Muskatova, she has and what is the acronym? MNIR, is that right?
RI.
Muskatova
Neuro. Right, so Muskatova Neurosensory Reflex Integration.
Okay, and that is what we're talking about tonight. And when we say connect the pathways, we're saying that some of these reflexes are off, and you guys are working with this method. You're able to reconnect those and cause wonderful results for some of those things that we just talked about, correct?
Right, and part of the beauty behind it is you don't have to understand all that to apply the method effectively.
That's a good thing, because nobody really wants to have to do all the research to try to understand every bit of it, but at least they know that it works and they know that they can rely on it. So what I want to do then is, now that we've given just an overview of some of the details of this method, let's talk about some of the issues or some of the things that you work with, Joy, that you've seen some results with, and then we'll kind of shape it around to some other areas and questions, okay?
Okay, great. So I want to just point out that Muskatova basically designed all of this. She found the correlations between poorly integrated reflexes and specific developmental delays, and that doesn't just include like cerebral palsy and autism. That's also emotional regulation and behavioral regulation. So you see people like that coming in that are just having trouble functioning in their day-to-day, and I would just do some basic testing on them, and I'll go over that in more detail in a little bit. I have forgotten the question. Can you repeat it?
No, it's okay. What I also want to know is, it doesn't have to be, I think you just said that, it doesn't have to be a complete diagnosed situation. It can be that somebody's having some major pain or some, and they're not sure from where it originates. And chances are this particular program can be helpful for that too, correct?
Right. And they liked, MNRI likes to say that they don't treat the symptoms, but you just kind of test these reflexes and find out what's not like nature intended it to be and work on that until it's better and the symptoms kind of fix themselves.
Okay, so this is non-invasive, right? So there's no surgery involved. There's no drugs involved. This is strictly you test for where the body is, and then how do you realign it? How does it, like, what do you do? What's the technique to kind of get somebody back on track? And then secondary question to that is, let's talk about what you do, and then let's pull it into one of those diagnoses. And I'm real curious as to how you work with somebody that may not be able to take direction well, like somebody
right.
with autism.
So you can do this work totally passively.
Okay.
So basically, if you have room, you have a client or an individual, and you have your hands, you can make this happen. You can do the testing. It can be passive or active, so they don't need to participate completely. But while you're doing the testing, you're basically just observing them, kind of hyper-focused on them. So to test for a reflex, which I think we need to cover before we go on to how to fix it,
sure.
There's five parameters of this brilliant, unique, reliable method that Muscatova has developed. And so you would physically manipulate the individual into a position and give them a stimulus, and then you analyze every single response through these five parameters. So you would have maybe like a hands grasping. You say, squeeze my finger. And when they do that, you want to assess the pattern of the squeeze. Is it the proper motor response? You would want to address if...
up on that and
if
tell
they,
us... If, now, if I'm hearing that saying, what do you mean I didn't squeeze your finger the right way? What does that mean?
Right. Well, I wouldn't say that to someone, but so they would...
No, I know. I know that. I'm
right. Kidding. So you would, like, stroke the hand, and they close it, and instead of closing the hand would come open or
okay.
not close completely or close in a different manner. So, you know, just the kind of
or
pattern
like if you
of the movement.
Response, so could you say, could you equate it to, like, if you use the knee-jerk response, if you hit the knee and it goes out to the side instead of straight up?
Perfect. You got it. So, yeah,
okay.
Pattern. And then direction, which is not just the direction of the movement, but kind of the up and down motion of it. Like, did it come far enough up?
Okay.
So then you have the timing of the response. When you hit the knee, if it moves, hit it, you can sometimes, I've actually waited a full 3 minutes after I've given a stimulus to see the response. It was there, but it was so delayed. So that arc was so long in coming around. So then you have the intensity.
Okay, so there's timing
in
response too.
Right. And then you have the intensity of the response. So how hard you did the stimulus should correlate to how hard they respond to you. And then the final one is symmetry of movement, which is actually you have to look at symmetry of movement in all the previous parameters and also the movement itself. So does the knee jerk up and to the left? Does the rest of the body get involved in that movement? So like I said, this is a powerful analysis. You've really got to be present in the room with that individual.
Okay, so it's all about that individual, and everybody's different, right? So
right.
You can expect different results for each person. There's not a cookie
Absolutely.
Cutter approach, right?
Right, and in fact, that's the beauty of this is that you can tailor make the care to the person's reactions.
Okay, so now walk us through. Give us an example, you know, do a case study with us, somebody that you've worked with that you did the assessment, what did you find, how did you work with them, and what results did you get? Just an overview. You don't have to get specific and you don't have to prolong, you know, the whole, we don't need all of it. We just need an overview so that we can understand how the process kind of evolves, okay?
Right. You would do something like that's a very basic one, and if you've ever been driving, I bet you felt it in a stressful situation. You're squeezing that steering wheel really hard, and your tongue is pushed from the roof of your mouth, and watch the jaw move. You see this in some children when their jaw is just going back and forth and back and forth. It's very heavily involved in their hand coordination. So I would test for this by pressing in the middle of the palm, watch their mouth move, and that would be a positive test. I would assess the strength and you know, those five parameters that we just went through. And then I would break down the reflex in a series of exercises that kind of manually unautomate the response. It's a very slow and deliberate movement so that I'm able to talk with the nervous system. I push on the hand. I have them breathe out and relax their mouth for 7 seconds, and then breathe in, and we do that exercise slowly over and over so that I can kind of separate the hand and mouth movement.
Okay, so...
Carol.
Yeah,
I have
ahead,
a question.
Paul.
Can I share my experience, like the first time I met Joy?
Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks.
Well, you're welcome, because Joy, by the way, is an extremely remarkable human being, and we're taking a class together, you know, an advanced cranial workshop. And, you know, she looks at me and, you know, I've never met her before. And I look at her and I think, oh, we're clearly meant to talk. And she says, hey, you know, on a break, I know I don't know you. Hi, my name is Joy. and she said, I'm doing this class and I just have this real sense that you, and I felt privileged at that point, that you would really like it. I said, really? Well, tell me about it. And she tells me about Moskitova. And then she says, can I do an assessment of you? And I said, well, sure, you know. And so she asked me a series of questions, and I do these eye movements and a couple different movements. And she said, well, it looks to me, you know, from my assessments, that you had a very traumatic incident in early, you know, like earlier in your life. And you don't know where you are in space. And I thought, well, that's pretty accurate. You know, I had when I was five, I was standing next to my mom when she shot herself. And that was pretty traumatic. And so that was like right on. I was like, yeah, that was pretty traumatic. And she said, you don't know where you are in space. Well, kind of one of the big shames of my life is I come from a very athletic family, and I'm extremely strong, but I'm not particularly coordinated. And so I don't know where I am in space. And it's been this thing, you know, it's kind of like, I'm fast, I'm strong, but I'm not coordinated. I don't know. Hand-eye coordination isn't real good. And so she had me do a series of movements of just touching my pointer finger and my middle finger to my nose, and then the other set of hands touching my earlobe, and then have me go back and forth. And I had no idea where I was in space. I mean, it was clear that, I mean, I was putting my fingers all over the place. And she said, well, just do this. And then she had me cross my fingers and, you know, and so I did this for a little while, you know, every day and until I got it, because that's just how I am. And I noticed something, and something that I was not expecting happened. And that is, you know, I'm a paddleboard, and I love to race paddleboards, but anytime there's a race where there's lots of buoy turns and things like that, and I have to know where I am in space, exactly where I'm putting my foot on the board, where I'm doing these very precise turns, I lose those races. I don't even come close. And the next thing I know, I'm paddling. I'm not thinking about the fact that I'm doing this silly little exercise with my fingers on my nose or my ears, but I find my left foot. And now that sounds really strange, but I can tell you that was one of the most moving experiences of my life, because all of a sudden I had this neural connection that was missing. I'm 59 years old, and for 59 years, if I had to turn right, which means on the board, I had to put my foot behind me to the back of the board, lift the nose up with my left foot, balance on the left foot, and then stroke the paddle hard to the left to push the board to the right, I could do it, but, I mean, I would fall, and certainly not under high-stress situations could I do it, you know, in a paddleboard race. And, you know, so I, you know, if ever there was a race where there's lots of buoy turns, as they call them, I could count on I'm not going to do well in that race. Straight ahead, I was fine.
So for 59 years, I had to overcompensate.
Yeah, I had to overcompensate.
Wow.
And the next thing I know, I'm able to do this. And Joy, thank you so much. But what it showed me was how much just little movements and just a very specific understanding of reflex arcs and a very specific understanding of this is a normal neurological pattern. This is a normal neurological thing that develops. And there are, when I began to research it, you know, and began to read Moskitova's work, Dr. Moskitova's work, I began to understand, and my whole life unfolded before my eyes, the relationships that I'd had with people, the relationships I had with myself, some of the emotional regulation things that I had, had dealt with through talk therapy, but that were just always there, and I just would have to deal with them in a way that was, you know, like, oh, this is hard for me, blah, blah, blah. But so much of that was, you know, it's like it was just spelled out in this book. If you don't have this reflex arc, this part of your emotional development does not occur. And my whole life began to make sense. And so much of what I had dealt with as a human began to, like, make sense and come online for me. And I went to a clinic where she has children from all over the world come and they work with them. And I saw children that had cerebral palsy but had no contractures. I saw children who, and I talked to their parents who were diagnosed with autism, and these kids were running around making eye contact with me, giving me high fives, showing no signs of having any disease or any autistic tendencies at all. And when you read and you begin to talk and you begin to see these people, you begin to see that this is not like an aberration, like, oh, this is this thing that just kind of occurred. No, Dr. Moskitova has figured out the reflex arcs to the brain, how you stimulate them, how do you get them back online. And even for me at 59 years old, I can't tell you what a thrill it is to find my left foot after all these years. And wow. So we're talking about stuff that is life-changing completely. Her PTSD work, which she was absolutely famous for, that was what she initially went into and started working with children with post-traumatic stress after horrific, you know, accidents and natural disasters. And that's where she began to notice that she got these amazing results. And then she worked with the Russian soldiers. I mean, and her PTSD, by the way, I was diagnosed with it. You know, it's like, and I grew up with it. It wasn't mm-hmm. like it was just that was the way I thought life was. And for her to understand that and to see that, and then to begin to put that in perspective in my life, and then to give me the part of the treatment is just you develop new neural pathways. That was simply a neurological pathway that was put into my brain that simply needs to be rewired. That's all. And it makes so much sense, and it works.
Oh.
And that's the main thing. Is this stuff works. It's amazing. It's life-changing. Nothing
well,
I've
what
ever
you
seen
just,
comes close.
What you just described, Paul, first of all, let me just say how sorry I am that you had to experience what you did at such an early age, and I'm so very sorry for your loss. But let me just kind of build a little bit on what you said, because what you just said and it kind of just made me go with, there was a V8 moment there for me in terms of if a reflex arc is off balance, it could change, it could absolutely even change our perception of our emotions and our lives and how we
right.
see or feel
it,
things, because if
not only
if you
could
grow
it,
up,
it does, it's what happens.
Yeah. I mean, what you just said was that was just the way, you know, your PTSD you grew up with, that's the way life was. That was your perception. But your perception maybe now has changed because some of your reflex arcs have been reset. Is that correct? Am I hearing?
Absolutely correct. Joy, is that correct?
Oh, yes. That so his survival instinct that had been triggered from the moment of that incident has now been shut off. So he's not in constant, even though he didn't know he was, he's not in constant fear and needing to fight or flight. So he can now relax more and be involved in his surroundings more and feel emotion, actually feel it.
Which is why you feel that it impacted, I'm going to use you as a case study right now, Paul, which is why
yeah.
you felt like that impacted your relationships in general, whether they be any kind of relationship, right?
Well, absolutely. Because let me tell you, it's hard to imagine, okay? But my life was, you know, I've been married several times and lots of drama, trauma. But, you know, also other good things. It's not like I've done lots of therapy and I've done lots of work. But what I finally came to peace is, oh, this is how my nervous system is wired. And I just, this is how I get to live. And I had a PTSD treatment, you know, from the Moskitova people, Pamela Curley, who is amazing. And the work and what it was, is it's kind of like, you know, how there's a noise in the room and, mm-hmm. you know, you're talking and everybody's having, you know, a nice conversation, and all of a sudden the noise stops, maybe the refrigerator turns off, or the whatever it is, the noise ceases, and you go, oh, and you just breathe a sigh of relief, like, oh, I didn't realize how much that was affecting me. And that's what it was like. It was like someone turned off the noise. Someone turned off the panic button. And I am forever in debt.
That is so powerful, what you've just described. It's so powerful. But it's not just powerful emotionally, but, you know, it's a well-known fact that emotional issues will drive physical issues and vice versa. So
yes.
Would it stand to reason, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, but would it stand to reason that if someone has over time, maybe an older person, not necessarily, you know, just a child, maybe an infancy or maybe at infancy or a young age, then through adulthood developed emotional issues, then manifested them also into a physical situation, whether it be any of those things that we talked about earlier or other things. Conceivably, based on what you just said, and Joy, you pretty much confirmed that they can be reset as a result of these reflex arcs, right?
Right. They can be fully regulated.
Fully regulated. That's the terminology. Okay. So that being the case, then, everybody listening and anybody who has anything going on, which is all of us, should be pretty much jumping for joy for the moment, right? So tell us about this program, how it works. How do you sign up? Where do you find it? Tell us about like the website, where it is. Give us some information.
So she's Dr. Muskatova has just www.muskatovamethod.com, and I'll spell that out: MASGUTOVA method, METHOD, muskatovamethod.com, and she has all kinds of manuals and books, and you can actually sign up for classes there. You don't have to be a professional to sign up for classes there, especially if you have a loved one in need. They really promote getting your hands on this information because it, you know, can change your life.
Okay. Paul, how'd you find them? You found them through Joy? Just at the seminar?
I found them through Joy.
Okay.
I found them through Joy. And then I went and I actually called Dr. Muskatova and, you know, I gave her all my credentials. And she was kind enough to grant me, she was in town, and she gave me a slideshow and then invited me to come to a clinic they were having where, like I said, they had children from all over the world. And the therapy that they did and the parents and whatever just moved me so much. I, you know, because I have a son with Down syndrome. And I have had him in therapy his whole life. He's 29 now. And he's a wonderful human being. And I really wish that I had known the Muskatova method earlier, but it was not available till, well, pretty much now. Because it's such an effective, wonderful therapy. And if you think about what's going on in the world right now, with all the wars in Afghanistan and the Middle East and all the huge cost of PTSD for our soldiers coming back and their families, entire generations are affected. And it's not just our country, but countries all over the world, there has to be an effective treatment because, you know, the talk therapy is great. And please don't think I'm knocking, and I'm not. It's just that you have to be able to rewire the brain. You have to be able to rewire these circuits in order to effectively treat PTSD. Otherwise, you're just kind of, it's like, you know, managing a landslide by riding on top of it. You can, but it's eventually going to, you know, crush you. And I know this, okay? I know this from personal experience. So what this offers is life-changing for millions of people now. And it's just such a unique and wonderful way of all the times on the planet for this to show up and for people to begin to understand this. This is truly a godsend. And that's just how it is. And I'm totally convinced of that from my own personal experience.
And I'm going to have you hold that thought for a minute because I'm going to come back to you, but I need to remind everybody, I got to do some business here, remind everybody that you're listening to the Whole Scoop Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Carol Ferraci. We are talking with Paul Pock and Joy Kimmel tonight on Connecting the Pathways and the Muscatova Method. Guys, you can give your contact information if you'd like to kind of let people know how to get in touch with you if they want more information or they want to just study, have some fun with them. Joy, how do they get in touch with you? What's your website? Do you have a website or can they get in touch with you through?
I don't, but I have a direct email.
Okay,
and
great.
That would be my last name, Kimmel. Kimmel, K-I-M-M-E-L, underscore Joy, J-O-Y, at yahoo.com.
Perfect. Thank you. Paul?
Well, cranialunwinding at gmail.com. And I also have a Facebook page, Cranial Unwinding, and Paul Pock. But just type in Cranial Unwinding, and you'll find me on the web. And Paul Pock. And
that'd be great.
That's how you get hold of me.
And I think, you know what, Paul, you have a Facebook page. We should connect with the Blog Talk page and start sharing some information. So let's do that, okay?
We'll make it happen.
I want to remind everybody, if you want to ask a question, press the number one. And if you don't, I mean, we've got some questions up here, but we're covering some of them as we're talking. But if you want to call in and ask a question, the number is 347-855-8894, and press the number one to get in the queue for questions. I want to kind of go back to you for a minute because you're kind of tying this all in and making it you're kind of making it real for me, so I appreciate that. But I'm going to do something here. When you first came on the show, and you were the very first show you did with us, you did it in conjunction with someone else, and we were talking about back pain and back surgery, and you brought yourself into that one, too, as a case study, because you had some structural issues to talk about as well, right?
Correct.
And I want you to do me a favor and refresh everybody of what those structural issues were, if you would, and then let us know if you found any relief besides and I'm assuming that's true based on the first example you gave us, but maybe kind of tie it into that if you would, because I know there's people listening that may not be covered under any of those diagnoses that we just talked about, but they may have chronic issues that aren't really connecting with that. This can help that as well. So can you maybe tie that up a little bit?
Absolutely. Kind of interesting, you know, and I'll do the best I can. I have a thoracic scoliosis, a curvature of my mid back, and I have several ruptured discs and herniated disc and some stenosis, and I'm supposed to be in horrible pain, and I'm not. And it's due to a lot of the therapy. But what I got in touch with on the, when I was doing the work was that the left side of my body, and that was the side that was next to my mom. And by the way, my mom did not pass. It was an accidental shooting, and it was very horrific, but it was just, it was like the whole left side was just stuck in this fight or flight method. And coincidentally enough, my spine curves to the left, which means that the right side is hypertonic, like I'm trying to get away. Interestingly enough, so it's kind of like, is that related? I'd say yes. From a pure science point of view, there's probably quite a bit of questions about that. It's just there's no, there is no scoliosis in my family other than me, and I just happen to be standing next to my mom and all that kind of stuff. And so
it would make sense
arc,
that self-preservation is all the way in your core.
Absolutely it is. And so what I've noticed because I do try to stay active and healthy and strong and moving and exercising, is that, there's things that are coming online that I don't even have a really good description of how it's just like just finding my left foot and being able to put it back on the board and manipulate and balance my board and balance and turn and do things with my paddle that I simply was not able to do after years of trying to practice and doing that. So things are coming online. My back pain, which is just kind of always there, you know, it's like I know that it's like, oh, I have this issue. It's shifting and changing now, and it's more bilateral, meaning it's on both sides. So what that means to me is like, and I remember this very specifically when I was paddling one day. It was a windy, you know, stormy day, which is some of my favorite times to paddle. No lightning, but lots of heavy winds and waves and surf. So I noticed like, oh my God, I can feel both sides of my back now, and that was very unusual. It was just like noticing the firing pattern had completely changed. And
wow.
So I thought, this is interesting. You know, let's see where this goes. So I am a work in progress. That if, you know, and I feel like at 59, I'm just getting started. And I'm always, but I think all of us should embrace that, by the way, no matter what your age, you're just getting started at that age right then, and just get started moving.
So I have
fabulous.
Little to say about that PTSD protocol that they do. When I have someone come in and they're in pain, I immediately apply part of a PTSD protocol, and I can drop a pain level from a 10 to a 5 every single time. It is a consistent thing. If you are in pain, you probably have a PTSD issue somewhere in there. And even if you don't, the protocol can still help you with that pain response. There's also a way to kind of gauge that. If an individual has very ticklish feet, they're probably in more pain than someone who does not have ticklish feet. And I can actually, through a series of the reflex integration, shut down ticklish feet.
Amazing. That's just amazing.
Which is amazing. That's a huge thing.
Right. I have friends that before they get...
Go ahead. Finish that thought. That's a great thought. Go ahead.
Yeah. So some of my general friends, they cannot stand to have their feet touched because they're so sensitive. They're so ticklish, and I can turn that off temporarily and allow them to be able to have their feet touched.
Wow. How cool is that? We have a question. The question is, and we haven't talked about this particular. We've talked about some of the other ones, but will this treatment work tonight?
Will it?
Hello?
Hello?
Still
Did
here?
We lose
okay.
You?
I'm sorry. It went blank for a little bit, and I was like, am I still online? Please accept my apologies.
Oh, that's okay.
Go ahead.
Tinnitus. That's the question. Tinnitus. Does it work for tinnitus?
Seen it work, but I know that there is a protocol for it.
Okay, so you have a protocol. So the answer is yes?
Yes, definitely. And if you have someone that is a core specialist, so you would go to that website that Muscatova and find a core specialist near you, they would be able to address your specific need of
Perfect. Now tell us about that, because we're running short on time, as we would normally do. Again, I'm going to remind people, sometimes you guys need to understand that sometimes if you're pressing one to ask a question and you're not getting through, let us know on the blog talk page or on the Facebook blog page, because sometimes people are pressing one and it's not coming through. So. And I apologize for that. We don't always have that problem, but it has occurred in the past, so I just put that out there. But what I'd like to do is kind of give people an idea. If they walk in, Paul, you walked into this place. Now, you called Dr. Muscatova, and you talked to her privately, right? But most people won't have that opportunity. So most people won't have that opportunity. They'll just walk in, or they'll call and make an appointment. What can they expect when, Joy, if they meet up with you, how can they have a confidence level in you? What is the training? How extensive is it? And so, you know, should people feel confident that you guys are ready to go and there's, you know, in other words.
So the beauty of the class is that they give you the information ready to go. So you can walk out of the class and be able to. It's a very intense class, but it is knowledge laden. I mean, you will have the ability to apply it walking out the door.
But if I want to be treated, if I'm a patient, you know, or for lack of a better word, a patient, a client, whatever, if I'm a client and I just want a treatment, who am I going to meet and how do I know that person knows, you know, has been well trained? What is the training? Is there a training protocol for someone like you that and I know there is, it's just tell us about it.
Right. So it's kind of set up like a college, or at least it's becoming that way, and you will have prerequisites and take some basic courses. So anyone could take the course, but it is geared towards professionals, so it is of that standard.
Okay, so are there so many classes? Is it so many hours? Do you have to have so much hands-on training?
So to be defined as a core specialist, which is like the highest MNRI specialty, you have, I can't tell you the exact number, but it is a significant amount of classes. And they do something called an IPET class. So you've taken the class and have a general knowledge of how to apply it, and then you take an IPET course and you are basically tested in the technique, and if you apply it right to the person you're testing on, you pass. If you don't, you go back and study again and redo that.
Okay. So if, you know, people are listening to this show and they search out a clinic near them, who are they going to meet that if they want to have a treatment? Are they going to meet somebody that's been through the tried and true testing, or are they going to meet somebody that is learning with them? I just kind of want to make that distinction so they know what to expect and know what kind of questions to ask.
Right, absolutely. So on the website, fairly positive it only shows core specialists, and if it is not a core specialist that it shows, it will show what their certification is, so you'll know if you're getting someone who is completely qualified or someone who is still learning. That being said, when I was in a class, I got worked on, and I'm dyslexic, I've never been able to take notes while someone is talking for whatever reason, and I got the technique applied to me, and by the next reflex, applied to me by a student learning it, okay, and by the next reflex, I was able to take a full page of notes. So it is that quick, that effective on someone learning the technique.
That's amazing. That really is.
Right.
And that is exactly the point that I wanted you to make, because, you don't always have to have so much training behind you to be effective. So I want people to understand that there may be different levels, but that doesn't mean you won't get what you need. And I'm going to go back to a point that we always make on this show, and that is ask your questions, make sure that you get what you need, make sure you understand what you need before you go anywhere and seek any kind of treatment, just to kind of get an idea of what works for you. So ask the questions. Would you guys agree with that?
Absolutely,
absolutely.
Absolutely. Educate yourself and ask the questions.
And there's nothing wrong with that. And you know, for so long, I make this point so many times, because for so long we've lived in a society when it comes to our medical health or just to our own health that somebody else knows more than we do, so we should just sit back and take whatever they say. And that, for the most part, is true, because most people are highly qualified. But at the same time, we started this particular show off with this technique is not a cookie cutter approach, meaning everybody is different, so everybody has different results, and everybody has different techniques applied based on what they need. And the same thing actually holds true for everyone, everywhere. And so just because you may have, I don't know, spinal stenosis, doesn't mean that you're going to be responsive to the same technique in the same manner that someone else with spinal stenosis has. So you need to ask the questions. You need to be able to say, yes, that works for me. No, that doesn't. Or that's never worked for me, that particular issue. I need to go in this route or you know, I don't know. Everybody has different – Paul just summed it up real well. Everybody has different experiences throughout life, which causes us to each have different different manifestations on how we portray that. Like, Paul, that was amazing when you were talking about your spinal curvature and from where that stems. And Joy, you tied that right in with his ability to overcompensate for what traumatic event occurred. So
it's all about survival.
Yeah, we all experience different things, and we're all trying to survive. So we're manifesting that in different ways. So ask your questions and make sure that it's appropriate for you. I think we've covered most of those questions that came through, because we had a couple on neurological seizures. We talked about that. Is there anything that you guys
just want to?
Sure, go ahead.
What I was saying with those five parameters, a core specialist would be very well trained in identifying those parameters very efficiently. You know, you really have to be focused on the individual, and that can be difficult. There's so many other factors, but the opposite side of that. So I just, you know, I didn't mean to downplay a core specialist, because they have very good training. But the reason that anyone can do this is everyone that has human DNA has the reflexes, and no matter how they have to be tailored, these techniques will eventually work.
Okay, great. Paul.
Yes.
You're such a great case study, you know?
Absolutely.
You know,
that's how I live my life. It's like, and I want to encourage everybody that's listening, you know, whatever you've got going on, never give up. Don't give up. And, just always keep looking, because you're not the only one that has this issue. And there's people out there, and there's people like Joy, and there's people like I that, you know, we don't ever give up. And we keep looking. And there's people like Dr. Moskitova who have figured out some amazing things. And just keep,
Jim, I want to hear
keep hope.
Are we there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I something happened there. I'm not sure what that was. So please continue, Paul.
So, at any rate, keep searching. And that's because I'm always looking for how do I get well? What do I have to do? And take whatever happens to you, as it either drive you forward or drive you under. And I have determined that I will not be driven under. No, I will drive forward, always forward, because your past, your future is not behind you. Your future is always ahead of you, and allow that to drive you forward. And
that sort of ties
into
how important movement is in this technique. You know, keep moving forward, but also keep moving. If there's anything that you need to address in any part of your body, you can start fixing it with just movement alone.
Wow. That's great advice, you guys. Thank you. We are actually out of time again.
Wow.
What I'd like to do is I would really like to maybe have you guys come back maybe a few months from now, but let's like follow a case from beginning to end and kind of give people the idea of how this really works and what kinds of things have happened, because we just scratched the surface with this, and it's just fabulous. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you for having
us. You're very welcome.
It's just amazing stuff. Joy, thank you for what you're doing, and thank you for spending some time with us to enlighten us on how this all comes together.
Absolutely. I appreciate the platform. People need to know.
Yeah, that's great. So all that being said, we're going to have these guys back. Paul, you know you're going to be back because we have a whole lot of stuff to do with you. So
well, thank you.
We'll be back. And Joy, we'd love to have you do exactly what we just talked about. So that would be great. And we'll work all those details out, let you know. We're going to be back in a couple of weeks. And at that point in time, we're going to be talking about some geriatric physical therapy and why it's important to stay on track with that and how it can actually prevent some major issues from happening if you know how to make that work for you. So we're going to be doing that. And we have another show coming up in September. We have some great shows coming up. We're going to be talking about some reflexology. And then we're going to do a show on sleep apnea and sleep disorders. And we've got this year pretty much done and over with already. It's amazing. And we're already into 2018. We got most of 2018 covered. So we'll let you know what those shows are. Check our website page. We're going to start putting those shows up ahead of time so you can plan your schedules. And we'll go from there. You know, and so everybody, thank you for listening. Thanks for being here. Thanks for your feedback. And we're always grateful to have you listen. So thank you, and have a wonderful night, Joy.
You too.
We'll be talking to Paul. We'll talk and get you back on, and go from there. And we'll say good night, everybody, and love you, Dad. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.